Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington High School BPA member Abby Renault about the Washington High School BPA program. First thing we'll talk about is Washington BPA. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, so BPA stands for Business Professionals of America. It's a CTSO group, which basically means that it's a student group led by students. So we have an advisor, but she doesn't make the decisions for us. She's just there to kind of guide us and make sure we're going in the right direction. So CTSOs are a great way in general to kind of make sure that you're getting prepared for your future, and especially BPA if you want to go into business or want to improve anything business related.
What does CTSO stand for?
It's Career and Technical Student Organization.
Okay. See, I just learned something new. Wonderful. And what is your role in BPA then?
So I'm the chapter president for Washington, and then I'm the state vice president of marketing as well.
Wow. Okay. So those sound like really, really big jobs. You just had a conference, I know. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we had a United Fall Conference this year, so it means that it was not just BPA, it was also FBLA and DECA. So it's kind of a chance for all of us business CTSOs to kind of get together and see how everybody else runs things and meet even more people, because we have conferences every year, but to kind of get out and branch out and meet other people from other organizations as well is very beneficial to us. And then we have not competitions at fall, but so it's kind of our meeting new people, kind of getting the grasp, especially for our freshmen, kind of understanding how things work. And then we have another one in the spring that's coming up that's where we compete.
I know you have events. And so can you kind of go over like what different events would even be associated with BPA?
Yeah, so we have over 90 different events that we can choose from, which stem from if you're going to go into the medical field, you can take medical terminology tests, you can do public speaking, a lot of computer events on Microsoft Office like Word or PowerPoint, and then you can also do things like parliamentary procedure team where you go in and meet with the team that you have already arranged and prepare a meeting like Parley Pro meeting. Anything from that, pretty much anything that you could think of designing, you could compete in if you were interested in it.
That's really neat, actually. And that could be so helpful in the future. Because even if you just join a regular club, but to know how meetings run, that would be really helpful. Because I know when I joined clubs, I was like, whoa, how do we do this? What are we doing? Yeah. So that's really kind of cool. And what are the future events for the BPA then? So you said you have competitions in fall, but is there anything else coming up here recently?
Yeah, so our state officer, we have another state officer, Taylor Bartholomew. We will travel to Des Moines this week to go to the Capitol, to CTSO Day at the Capitol, where we kind of meet with every other CTSO state officer team in Iowa, set up booths at the Capitol building, and then we can all walk around each other and kind of explain to the politicians in Des Moines how important our CTSOs are to us. And then we have our SLC, so our State Leadership Conference, which will come up the 19th through the 21st, which is where we'll actually compete this year. And we've been working really hard so to prepare for the competition. So I'm expecting some really good overall results from that.
What events are you competing in? Because now I'm just curious.
So I'm doing Parley Pro this year. I know that there's a lot of other people that are doing three events is the max that you can do. So I know a lot of people that are doing three events, but kind of being a state officer and having a lot of those responsibilities, kind of hard to max up all of those competitions. And then if you make it at state, you can go to nationals to compete in California this year, which is really exciting. But I'm running for national office this year, so it's like I kind of want to balance out my load. But Parley Pro is actually very beneficial, and it's really fun to compete in, so I'm really excited.
That's exciting, yeah. Who should join the BPA group?
So we have a very wide range of members this year. We have people who are really involved in arts like band and choir. We have people who are really involved in sports. We have people all in between. So literally anyone that is interested in gaining new friends, new experiences, wanting to kind of get an edge in the business world, it's great for all of that. You can be as involved as you want, trying to go for an officer position and stuff like that, or you can just be a member and compete and go along with the crew to everything. It's so beneficial. The amount of things that I have learned over my 4 years in BPA is more than I ever would have thought. So I think probably everybody should join.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about BPA or the upcoming competitions or anything?
Just that BPA is an organization that I think a lot of people don't know about. Like, I know when I first started, my dad was like, what is that? Even I was like, I joined it to get out of fifth block, like homeroom. I was like, no, I don't want to be there. But I have learned genuinely so much. I can look back from my speeches freshman year and my speeches now, and the amount of public speaking that I can do is so beneficial to me. And I think a lot of kids too, it's kind of hard to like understand that in 4 years you're gonna like see a difference, because it's like, oh, 4 years is not that long, but it is, and you can see so many changes in yourself, especially when you're in a club like this. So I would tell everybody that's an eighth grader that's going into high school next year, or a junior that's not in it now is going to go into their senior year, to join, because you will see growth just in the first year that you're involved in it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking about BPA. I know I learned something new today, so that's great. Yes. Thank you.
That was Abby Renaud joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Washington High School BPA program. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.